Blog Talk Radio.
Talking dollars on a sack. I got five ways to memorize a listener with a track. Bring that beat back, even though it's 20 years old. Cause I got a flow that's valuable, like 14 karat gold, more like 24KT, TDHP. Totally original, can't imitate me. I got abilities and rhymes that are endless. People that appreciate real rap commend this. Only I can mend this, quite a job ahead of me. So much attention, that's how I make enemies. But they just mad at themselves, cause they mad bland. In this game of hip-hop, never dealt a bad hand. I'm steady winning, I see the tires spinning. They still in the same place, while I spot my game face. This ain't tame base, 808, just destroying the place. Here for victory, miss me with that trickery. Smoke you like some hickory, make you a mockery. Treat you like a tenant, evict you from the property. You ain't rapping properly, belong is on the curb. All that fame and fortune ain't really deserved. So it's back to when brainwashing wasn't quite effective, when rap fans were a little more selective. Yeah, I'm quite protective because I help build. My mic is my sword and my pen is my shield.
I got five on it, CDHP, that OG. I got five on it. I got that hip hop that you need. I got five on it. I'm blowing up on every track. I got five on it. Partner, let's go watch the map.
See, I take a track you used to love back in the days and make you reminisce, shining like sun rays or bumping in the PM, lakefront by the moonlight. Don't try to front on these classics that I do right. Got your head nodding with a permanent grin. I can't stop writing every time I begin. And see, that's not a problem cause my music's enjoyed. I do not rap for money simply cause I'm employed. Other rappers annoyed cause so many folks are following. Salted covered ego is what they're swallowing. Better get used to the fact that I dominate the track. Matter of fact, now there's no looking back. Sorry if you're looking whack when I state this paragraph. When it comes to rap verses, I'm on a terror rap. Stephen King novels, those are just for children. When I start rapping, blood's pouring from the ceiling.
I got five on it, CDHP, that OG. I got five on it. I got that hip hop that you need. I got five on it. I'm blowing up on every track. I got five on it. Partner, let's go watch the match.
Now I rock the whole song, no shortage on the rhymes. Hope I sparked a few memories of really good times. Once again, I'm approaching the conclusion of a song, and there ain't no confusion cause I never do them wrong. I take a lot of pride in making rap artistic. Seems complex, but to me it's simplistic. Till the next time, peace from TDHP. When you think of real hip hop, think of me.
I got five on it, TDHP, that OG. I got five on it.
Cyber World. Once again, we welcome you to another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that you can find online. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop vet, Thief the High Priest. And that's me. And what's good? How's your Sunday going? Happy Sunday to you. Glad you could join me once again. This is the 81st episode of TDR Radio. Hey, man, it's going to be a lot of fun, as always. Been doing this since 2011.
like January 2011, man. Been a lot of shows, a lot of exposure, a lot of promotion, over 4,000 listens. Man, you know, we're just going to keep rolling. I'm booked through the end of July, man, and I'm really glad to have a lot of great artists that join me. And we kicked the chapaganda, as I like to say, man, starting off the top of the hour. That would be, of course, you know, I always start off the show with one of my joints. Got to get my promo in since it's my show. That is, I Got Five on It, 2015, little remake from the Loonies. I had to go in, man. You know, a song that's 20 years old. It's incredible, man. Kids, enjoy your hip-hop youth today because it will be gone tomorrow. You know, man, real quick, I just want to touch on something I saw over the last couple of days. I saw a video of Master Ace. He was talking about the 20-year anniversary of Sitting on Chrome was released back in 95. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just an older person thing. You know, even he was like, I can't believe that was 20 years ago. It seemed like it was just, you know, a minute ago that we was doing that, man. So time flies, man, so enjoy it and just, man, do all that you can while you can, man, and, you know, strive and push for them goals as hard as you possibly can. Just give you a little insight, man. Sunday, what I do today, man, just chilled out. You know, just really enjoy the day. I'm working 6 days a week. This is my one off day when I get to chill. 71 degrees in Milwaukee today, kind of not real hot, not real cool. Made some homemade chili. Gave some to my boy up the block, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, it's a simple hip-hop kind of life, man, but that's how we get it in, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop news tonight, I'm going to talk about a movie that's coming out that's got a lot of hype built around it, Straight Outta Compton, coming out in, I believe it's in August, and it's a lot of controversy going on about the movie already, man. I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to just keep it real. Like, do I expect it to be an entertaining movie? I most certainly do. Like, do I expect it to be the most authentic portrayal of what really happened with the group members and things of that nature? I most certainly don't. You know, you got to remember, man, this is Hollywood, you know, and, you know, I want to keep it real funky about something else too, man. You know, a couple of the group members feel, you know, one in particular feels like he's getting downplayed in the movie. You might have seen this, like MC Ren took to his Twitter account, and was, you know, he tweeted something. You know, one of the tweets was like, you know, all members of the marketing team should be fired, and, you know, he's got a right to express his opinion, and, you know, he's probably got a right to be a little displeased that they're probably downplaying his contributions to the group. But real talk, hasn't it kind of always been that way? Is this real new? Is this really new news? I mean, hasn't this kind of been going on for the longest of times? Just keeping it real. You know, man, no disrespect to MC Ren. He's definitely one of the major contributors to the group. I think he's a great MC. He has some good solo projects, but keeping it real, he doesn't have the shine and notoriety that, like, Ice Cube and Dr. Dre have, man. And Eazy-E was the center of the group, though, one of the creators. So, you know, you don't see Yella. Like, Yella ain't got nothing, you know. Yella ain't taking his Twitter account tripping. So, again, he probably has, this is just my opinion, of course. He's got a right to say whatever he wants to say. But end of the day, it's always been, like, play your position, man. And, you know, enjoy the fact that this is even going to be rekindled. You know, I mean, they're talking about they're going to get back together, be performing soon. So, you know, that sounds pretty interesting. But you know what? I mean, there's really no mention of even Arabian Prince in the movie. He was part of the group back in the day. You know, the DLC was a big contributor to the lyricism and a lot of the material as well, I do believe. And there's been no mention of him thus far. You know, I mean, a cat that I had on the show a while ago, co-founder of Ruthless Records, Jerry Heller, like, they, dude's, like, alive, and they didn't even go to dude and ask him anything, any kind of input contribution. So, you know, man, just play your position, be humble, and take this movie for what it's worth, man. Hollywood hip-hop, basically, it's going to be a mashup. Let's just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be entertaining, but true to life, probably not. Joining me this evening, calling in from Indianapolis, Indiana, a homie, like a great artist, young artist. He goes by the name of Emulate. He's going to be joining me on the show tonight. He's waiting on the line, and he's got a new EP he's about to promote, and just a real down-to-earth cat that's really doing some good. He's got a good mindset on him. He's got, he likes 90s hip hop, and enough of me talking about him. He's been waiting on the line, so let's see what's on his mind tonight. Emulate, what's good, homie?
Nothing much, man.
What's good tonight? Go ahead,
homie. Nothing much, man. Ready to promote, you know, and that, I got five on it, man. That's probably my favorite track by you now, man.
You know, I mean, keeping it real, I know you kind of like that track, man. So, I figure, you know, let me put that on for the homie tonight. I know he likes that song, man. So, appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love. And that's another thing that, you know, aside from, you know, man, we support each other, man. That's what it's all about. You've been a supporter of what I do. I've always liked what you do. So, again, welcome to the show. For my listeners out there that may be unfamiliar with your artistry and what exactly it is that you do, please formally introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about Emulate.
All right, man. I'm Brennan Tate. My rap name, Emulate. I come from Indianapolis, Indiana. And, you know, I really stay true to the whole hip-hop culture. You know? I don't like doing all this new cat stuff, you know, like all this new Lil Wayne, Young Thug. I like keeping with the, you know, old-school style, with the lyricism and everything like that. You know, I really try to really bring you back to what was really great, best time for hip-hop, you know, golden era and everything like that. So what I like to do is bring back that hip-hop. I think it's unique, too, in a way, because when I'm trying to do it, I'm trying to inspire people my age, too, you know. Go back and, you know, listen to all that old school stuff, you know, and hopefully to get them into it so they can start doing something, you know, trying to teach my generation some stuff about real hip-hop.
That's very admirable, man. You know, like I said, you know, it shows in the music and the work that I've heard from you thus far that you've got that golden era sensibility at such a young age, man. Like, how did this happen? Like, how are you so familiar with the era? And, you know, what is it about this era that is just driving you to try to, you know, I mean, keeping a rail, all due respect, I mean, this era is really before you were even born. So, I mean, what is it about this, man, that is really pushing you to, you know, to go back in time, actually, before you were even here, man?
Well, see, my father introduced me to a bunch of that stuff, you know, and I got uncles in their 20s and everything like that, you know. Now, I've always been around what they was listening to, you know. They're more 90s, too. And I remember my dad, he bought this NWA cassette tape. He used to bump it in the car all the time when I was little and everything. And I knew, I think, all the lyrics to Straight Outta Compton when I was about 4 years old. And really, ever since I've been, because all my life I've been around that stuff, you know. So I don't really bump new stuff unless it's, you know, lyricism. Like, I listen to Eminem and everything, but to be honest, he ain't as good as what was, you know, the old school stuff. So what I'm saying is I've been around golden era all my life, you know. I mean, I haven't been in it, but I've been out around all the CDs and everything, you know. And my dad, you know, showed me some things, but I went back and I really just looked at the culture and everything and started realizing underground cats like Smith and Wesson, Big L, you know, all that stuff. And I teach myself every day a little bit about hip hop because there's still a lot of things I don't know about the past, but the things I know right now, you know, really influences me to do what I'm doing.
That's good, man. You know, really, I mean, you could almost consider yourself lucky that you came up around people that basically introduced you to that era. You know, man, you obviously soaked up a lot of game from that era of hip-hop, man, and you're applying it to what you're doing. And, I mean, that might be part of the problem, you know, again, man. You know, I mean, every era is going to have their own sound. Every, you know, every new generation is going to identify with something different, and it's almost just really unrealistic to expect everybody to feel the way that you do. I mean, that's just, I mean, and this is coming from, you know, man, a super, super four times OG that as much as I, you know, man, I'm not a big fan of new hip hop, obviously, myself, but just when that's what their friends listen to, that's what they've been introduced to, and if they don't know any better, like, they're just, you know, most people aren't, they don't, that's, man, hip-hop is the, is the future. It's a future. It's a, the art form that is a, has a future with no past, so to say. You know, a lot of people just aren't interested in learning about what came before. They're just interested in the here and now. So, man, again, what you're doing is real good, man. And you know, on that note, about to go into one of my favorite joints of yours, probably my very favorite, man. This is Lyrical Dope. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to TDR Radio with your host, Thief the High Priest, and my homie, up-and-coming artist, and just, man, a real down-to-earth good kid, Lyrical Dope, coming to you from Emulate. You're on TDR Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Setback. I spit huge bits and pieces of real shit. My thesis is I turn this underground upside down till I'm on top. I guess I've a kind of clock who killed these energies. The hip hop keys in me. Can you not see?
What are you people? Only dope?
Yeah.
Dope?
Sick. Sick enough to get Casey Anthony to dance for me. What the hell's my problem? Y'all some cops. I'm me shot them, fake MCs, I got them, in my web, I caught them, crippin', I ain't bitchin', showing the beef in the kitchen.
What are you people? Only dope?
Yeah.
Dope?
These rhymes, Lyrical Dope, man, tryin' to give you miracle hope, and giving you spiritual coke, man. Lyrical Dope, man, tryin' to get you miracle hope, and giving y'all spiritual coke, man.
Your bitch calls me bro, so I guess it's incest. These rhymes are like X, they wreck your spine, your mind, till you hypnotize. I spit the wisest shit you ever heard. Scared bitch, I've ever heard some people.
What are you people? Only dope?
Huh?
Dope?
MCs don't faze me, I ain't dangered. I'm the game changer. The title of the tape says it all. Naptown's a new Panama City. I may sound city, but I ain't care. Scholars in here, shot down with me. Yeah, I see you, scholars. Make them bitches poodles and stay your rock rivals. Yeah.
Lyrical Dope, man. Trying to give you miracle hope and giving you spiritual coke, man. Lyrical Dope, man. Trying to get you miracle hope and giving y'all spiritual coke, man.
My plan has been planned, and the plan is to knock the MCs off this planet. Damn it, I don't think rappers understand it. I can't stand it. I keep fussing about new rap, cause it sucks. I never knew that a great culture could turn to an out of shape sculpture.
What are you people? Only dope?
What?
Dope?
It's all true. I'll stop once these rappers call truce and start rapping real shit. I'm on my ill shit and on my skill shit. Let me say real quick, do you even have a reason to rap? Oh, familiar shit, I forgot. It's not about who got shot last week. Shit, y'all weak.
What are you people? Only dope?
Hmm?
Dope?
Lyrical Dope, man. Trying to give you miracle hope and giving y'all spiritual coke, man. Lyrical Dope, man. Trying to give y'all miracle hopes and giving y'all spiritual coke, man. Dope, man. Trying to give y'all miracle hopes and giving y'all spiritual coke, man.
TDR Radio, we're back. Lyrical Dope, man. Giving you some lyrical hope, man. Ha ha. Thief the High Priest. Sounds to Emulate. Right about now, I want to give a shout out to some of my internet people out there, man. Facebook fam, what's good? Make sure you friend David Priest Bennett on Facebook. Give Thief the High Priest a like. And, of course, all my SoundCloud followers, like 800, what's it, 790, 890? I don't know, man. It's a lot. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate all the plays. Probably got about over 30,000 plays over on SoundCloud. I'm spread across 5 different pages, man. So make sure you follow Thief the High Priest at SoundCloud. A lot of music, a lot of free downloads, man. Over 200 some uploads. It's just crazy, man. It's a catalog. I got a catalog, yo. Dating back, songs dating back to 1988. Man, who's doing that, man? Who's doing that? I'll wait. I'm waiting. Emulate. Emulate, what's good, man? You know that's my track, man.
Hey, man. I'm just happy to get the opportunity to be on here, man. It's for real, man. I'm happy I get to promote some stuff, you know. Hopefully get some new likes, you know, meet some new people after this.
It's all good. We grind. Like I said, man, you know, these shows get archived. People just stumble upon them. You know, man, your people, my people, you know, they're going to get listens every, you know, it's a slow, you know, hey, man, it might be a slow climb, but it's better than just sitting, you know, man, better than just sitting on the couch doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Baby steps, homie. It's going to be all good, though. You know, like I said, you're going to get some promotion out of this. I wanted to ask you real quick before we talk about your new EP. Ken, man, this song, I just, you know, I've just been one like, who produced that song, man?
Producer of that song?
Yes.
I was on YouTube, and see what I do is, like, I go and see, like, I like, there's options, you know, not the old school rap beat. I went to upload date, so it could be the most recent one, so I could get my hands on it first, you know? And
right.
I got in touch with the producer and everything, and asked him if I could use it. He said, yeah, man. So I was probably the first one to use the beat. I haven't visited in a while, so I don't know if there's any other people, but I'm the first to use that beat. And, you know, it's just that guy, he makes that old school beats and everything. Man, and I've actually used a couple of his beats on my previous mixtapes, singles and all that.
You know, I got to give you a real true compliment, man. And, you know, man, I got better things to do to just, you know, jawjack you about, you know, man, and blow you up about what you're doing, man, for real. But you know what, man, especially being a young cat, like, you have, at least, man, you know how to make a song, man. You know, there's a lot of rappers, you know, some that are your age and some, man, there's rappers my age that, you know, man, you can be a dope rapper, but until you actually learn how to structure a song, like, your promotion is going to be very difficult, man. I mean, there's only so many YouTube videos you can do. There's only so many cyphers you can get in. I mean, that's all beautiful. It's all part of the promotion game. But sooner or later, you're going to have to learn to write a hook, to have, you know, to have verses, to have structure in a song, man. And, I mean, that's you singing on. Is that you singing the hook on there, too?
Yep. That's me.
You did a good job, man. I see that, like, you know, man, if you had the right promotion, the right money behind that, I could see that on, like, you know, man, that slipping into, like, rock radio, man. It's just got that kind of, I don't know, man, it's almost got this little alternative vibe to it, man, and with the chorus and stuff, man, like I said, it's just something that has grown on me throughout the months, you know, and I've been studying your song, homie. I've been studying your song, can you tell?
Yeah, man, and I really appreciate that, man. Actually making me feel like I'm doing something with all this, you know. That's really what
you are, man. Like I said, you're light years ahead, man. Of, you know, again, anyway, you know, man. When I talk about you being youthful, it's all with respect and love, man. Because, you know, like I said, reminds me a lot of, you know, of a 14, 15-year-old thief to high priest, man, and when I first got into this and how excited I was and how all new this was to me, man, so you're doing a great job. Let's talk about your new EP that you're working on and that's going to be coming out, man. What's going on with this now?
Well, man, since I released my last mixtape, Game Changer, which was in November, I've been working on this EP, and I've been making it for about 5 tracks, but the reason it takes so long is with me, like, I just don't get in and write something and grab it. I usually go in when I'm influenced, you know. So that's usually why it takes a longer time for me to release something. But when I do, I make sure it's top material that I can do, you know. But I've been working on it for quite a few months now. It's probably in the final stages now. I'm just mixing, mastering, probably do another song, maybe redo some lyrics, you know, and all that. It should be done by the end of summer, I think.
Sounds good, man. And, you know, all the best and all, you know, all the best and success with your mixtape that's going to be coming out, man. I also wanted to ask you real quick, what is the rap scene at, like, where you're at, man? What is going on in Indiana as far as hip-hop?
Indiana. Well, see, I go to these CD stores all the time. You know, I walk there just to see what the new talent is because they always have the advertisements and everything. You know, and I always give a listen because I always like to support, you know, locals and everything like that. But it's basically the same thing here on the radio. You know, they're trying to be just like those people. I'm like, man, you know, you gotta be original. You know, they're not really original. I still take a listen though, and I still like them, like their pages and everything. You know, and tell them that lyricism, because I'm always about lyricism too. Like, I really care about beats, but if you got lyrics, I do respect you as an artist. You know,
that, right?
The hip hop scene here is basically like I said, it's basically just new. You know, it's not golden era at all. It's just new. And I really can't get into it, but, you know, I still respect local arts.
Well, that's what's up, man. I mean, it's kind of like that everywhere, man. You know, we've got a local, little local newspaper that comes out called the Shepherd Express, and they have, like, the new 11 rappers that were on the cover, and I'm just, you know, man, I'm just so out of it locally that I didn't know who any of them were, and when I listened to them, like, just, you know, I mean, I God bless them, man, but I just didn't hear anything that just really stood out, and, you know, it takes something that is totally different and totally creative, man, especially in today's market. And with what's going on with so many people sounding the same, man, it's going to take something to something bigger and better, you know, to blow up. I mean, you know, Milwaukee, we've never had a real major artist, man, you know, so I don't know if we ever will, you know. So it's just and I'm guessing, like, Indiana's never had, like, a real big major. I didn't think so. Well, it's time for you to, you know what I'm saying, put it on the map, homie. You know, it's going to be time for you to just lay it down like that, man. So that's what's good. Man, you know, these half-hour shows go quick. We're coming to the end here, man. You got any final words? Got any shout-outs at the end of the episode tonight, man?
Yeah, I give a shout-out to Brendan James. You know, he's always on his grind. He's actually a battle rapper, you know. So he's always good with lyrics and everything. Give a shout-out to all my fans, people who like my page. If you haven't liked my page, just go. I'll post a link in the comments of this TDR Radio. But, if you haven't liked it, then I'll post it in the comments. And please give me a like, man. It means a lot to me. That's all I get.
That's what's up, man. Well, hey, appreciate you being on the show. You know, when you get done with the mixtape, when you drop that, man, maybe we'll have you back in a couple of months, man. And, you know, take it from there, man, and see how everything is going for you. Again, all the best of luck to you, man. And, you know, I got a lot of faith in you, man, and I truly believe in what you're doing. I want you to truly know that, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on the show. Yep. Really appreciate it.
God bless. God bless. My pleasure. Once again, you've been joined into another episode of TDR Radio with my man, Emulate, called in from Indiana. Join us next week. My homie, one of the first cat I ever did a collab with on the internet, Dibs, superstar Dibs from Atlanta, will be joining us. It's just going to be off the meter. It's just going to be crazy. We're just going to be talking about the old times, the old songs. It's time for us to do a new song. I keep telling them, so we're going to get on them next week about that. In parting, one more song from Emulate. This is Natural Instinct. And on the way out of here tonight, as always, in parting, we wish you good night. God bless, and whatever you do, the music.
Killer in me, killer gonna go to the penitentiary. Got no sense in me, the only sense in me is following the dream, Halloween scheme in this song. If you get pissed on, I'm getting pissed off. I spit raw, dog. All y'all need to get the fuck out. Charles Manson, a predator. No Arnold, no Chris Hansen. Yeah, out of order. Dancing with my pants inside out. Me and my crew, we ride out. Knocking brothers' lights out. Or they cash, or they ass in the lake. In the wake of that, you should be scared. Like Freddy's in your nightmares, right there behind you. Think you're safe till we find you and line you up for brutal murder. I don't think, it's just natural instinct.
fucking gooses. This music is just too sick for all of y'all. Stop trying, stop crying. You ain't on my ball in this rap. You call your mom. Have your face changing different colors like the leaves in the fall. You can't say it all. Mad, don't think. It's just natural instinct.